Facebook bans Jurgen ads but spends millions on Zuckerberg security. By A.W.R. Hawkins on April 14, 2021. The same Facebook social media platform that bans Jurgen ads spent over $23 million on security for Mark Zuckerberg in 2020. The Daily Mail reports Facebook spent more than $13.4 million on personal security for Zuckerberg, plus another $10 million in the form of a pre-tax allowance for his family's private security. The spending represented a $3 million increase over security costs for 2019. Facebook explained the security expenditures by pointing out the increase in cost was primarily due to regular personal travel, costs relating to security protocols during the COVID-19 pandemic, increased security coverage during the 2020 U.S. elections and other periods with increased security risk, and market increases in the costs of security personnel. While Facebook spends millions on Zuckerberg's security, it continues to restrict and/or prohibit the sharing of firearm-related information between common men. For example, on November 18, 2014, Breitbart News reported Facebook's rejected Hyatt Guns ad for gun safes because of the social media giant's firearm/BB gun/paintball gun ad ban. The Washington Examiner posted the email Facebook sent in response to Hyatt Guns' query about why the ad was rejected. "Your ad was rejected because it violates the ad guidelines. Ads may not promote firearms, ammunition, or weapons. X, paintball guns, BB guns, knives, etc. This decision is final. Please consider this the end of our correspondence about your ad." On October 9, 2015, Breitbart News pointed out that an author's Facebook account was disabled and his posts taken down because he used the word firearms in an ad for a guide to obtaining a federal firearms license, FFL. A September 23, 2015, letter to Maddox from Facebook said, "In part, your ad wasn't approved because it promotes the sale of ammunition, firearms, paintball guns, BB guns, or other weapons, including knives, daggers, swords, bows, arrows, knuckle dusters, and nunchucks." On January 30, 2016, Breitbart News observed Facebook's announcement it was broadening its anti-gun policies to include prohibiting private citizens from advertising gun sales. On June 7, 2016, Breitbart News noted that Pro2A companies like Alien Gear Holsters, Concealed Nation, and USA Carry claimed the social media platform was actively suppressing their posts. On January 17, 2021, Facebook banned firearm accessory ads on platforms. The social media giant announced, "We already prohibit ads for weapons, ammunition and weapon enhancements like silencers. But we will now also prohibit ads for accessories such as gun safes, vests and gun holsters in the U.S." A.W.R. Hawkins is an award-winning Second Amendment columnist for Breitbart News and the writer/curator of Downrange with A.W.R. Hawkins, a weekly newsletter focused on all things Second Amendment, also for Breitbart News. He is the political analyst for Armed American Radio. Follow him on Twitter, @HawkinsHawkins. Reach him at @HawkinsHawkins@Breitbart.com. You can sign up to get Downrange at Breitbart.com/Downrange.